Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this Monday morning, July the 8th. Man, we are in the second half of the year, and it is rocking. However, the first half has been, we just couldn't ask for too much better at the present stage that we're in. We expect next 6 months of next first part of the year to be better than the first part of this year as we go from faith to faith. And we continue to grow from grace to grace. But the first part of this year, we can't complain about. It has been an incredible 6 months. And we're very excited about it. We're moving forward here. We're excited about, of course, if you know us, the Wilson University is not a personal toy. It's not for any of us a personal project that we are protecting because it belongs to us. None of that. Wilson University is looked at very objectively. And when we look at it objectively and with a detached, I might add, objectivity, it's a tool. Now, some tools are more important than other tools, and some tools are more expensive than other tools. But it is a tool. And if you're using military nomenclature, it is a weapon against ignorance and all that that breeds and darkness and all that comes with that, which ends up in a terrible situation if there's not pushback to darkness and to wickedness and to ignorance. So, as a tool, it's an important tool, and any good craftsman, if you watch them, they are very methodical and very careful about taking care of their tools, because they have a very good, clear understanding of the value of those tools when it comes to the need to apply them to particular problems or challenges or situations that they incur in their craft. And so this is an important tool. It's an important tool in the apostolic movement. And so Wilson University is glad to be with you today on All Things Apostolic. Now, today I announced last week that we would be interviewing Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks as the new Chief Theological Integrity Officer of Wilson University. We will be doing that. My apologies. He is a pastor, and pastors have emergencies, and he has situations and emergencies this morning that none of us could foresee, that none of us anticipated, and so he is not able to be here while we're recording. So anyway, but we will. He and I will meet. We're not going anywhere. We will do an interview here of what it means to be a Chief Theological Integrity Officer, where he's going with that, what plans do you have for this, how is that going to help and promote the wealth and health and well-being of the apostolic movement. We're going to talk about all of those things, which is another important step forward with Wilson University. So the university plays an important role in the educating of our people, and our next generation plays an important role. They say, and historical observation seems to validate this next statement, that is that there are two things that are hard for political structures to control. One of them, we're talking religious structures, one of them is music. It is hard for them to keep musicians from different organizations cross-training, and because music is universal, and people that are in music do not look at it as something that should be held as a sectarian tool, but that it is meant for everybody. The other thing is education. And education crosses, because education is at the foundation of informing all of the other activities of mankind, whether it's political, government stuff, or administrating of organizations, or how to set up organizations, or on and on it goes. All of this stuff, even if it's vocational ed, how to do a craft, how to weld, how to do plumbing, how to do, and there's computer stuff. There's scores and scores of different craft educations. So all of this is it just reinforces the fact that at the bottom of that, there's education. Well, the education and leadership, especially apostolic leadership is a special, it's a specialty. Apostolic leadership has the potential to be the most powerful leadership in the world. And this can be seen. How? Well, just look at James and John and Paul and Peter and the rest of the apostles and the early preachers. All that they did and that they have spread the message to the whole world. It continues today. The Bible is the bestseller every single year, even today. And someone just told me this week that it's actually growing. More sales, not less. And the Bible has, it's written by these same people along with others. So the influence and the power in apostolic leadership transcends because of the dynamism of true and authentic Christianity. Not all the forms you see it that go by the title Christianity, but in its true and authentic forms, it is the most powerful leadership. So where do we get the understandings of that? There's things that can be learned. There's actually things that are intuitive and that are dynamic that can back by osmosis be transferred to people. So how do we get into something that includes all of those aspects? And apostolic Pentecostal leadership is a special thing because everything we do is informed by Scripture. So Scripture, we have a theology of things, a theology of the human body. That's where we get our standards. That's where we get our body as a temple. That's part of, that's a theological thought about the body. As a temple has certain, it's a sacred place. It is not a place where the common or the unclean. And you'll remember when Jesus was cleaning up the temple by turning the tables over of the money changers and turning their chairs over. The Bible also says a little thing that people oftentimes overlook is that he stopped people from carrying stuff, using the temple, from carrying stuff through the temple from one side to the other or from one exterior room to the other. And they would take a shortcut. And so he made it clear, no trails through the temple carrying stuff. This is God's house. This is the house of prayer. All of this is about the temple. And then we become the temple. So we don't carry the common through the temple. And the temple was not to be marked on. And all of that has to do with a theology of the human body. It was to be preserved. It was to be taken care of. It had symbolism in it. It had, for example, a woman's uncut hair has meaning. It has symbolism. It is not more than a symbol, but it is a symbol. And a man's cut hair is a symbol. And it's a symbol that goes way back to nature and the original creation of man. This stuff precedes us by a long ways. So all of this is things that we learn, and that's just a little bit. Well, there's a lot of things to learn in terms of leadership. This is what Wilson University is about. And so we have some of the most, in our day, we have some of the most profound scholars, apostolic Pentecostal scholars, that there are, and they bring a whole array of offerings to us. And it starts with some real simple, compared to later, but some easy entry level, I should say, programs that helps people to begin to develop themselves. So I often say, if you're not going to develop yourself, what are you doing with yourself? And you say, well, I'm going to preach, but I don't want to go to school. I don't want to do any of that. Well, if you want to preach, why wouldn't you want to take advantage of every single possibility of making you better and making you more effective? That's going to make you feel better about yourself, besides a powerful impact it's going to have on other people. So I don't get this. This is I will concede to you, this is one of the frustrations that I live with, is that somebody is going to do ministry and they would enter ministry knowing that if they just took the LEAP program, or if they took the after the LEAP program, if they took the master's level grad leadership certificate, these are like, I don't know, 30 weeks, 32 weeks, whatever, each. And it could elevate them multiple times. I mean, by multiples, it would elevate their understanding and their ability to articulate to people things that the Bible gives us that they don't even know, or you don't even know if you're one of those that hasn't done it. So that's aggravating to me. Why would we settle for being less when it's so available to us to be more? So there's a lot of things that bother people. There's personalities or political considerations or fear of people getting power. It's just ridiculous that all the things that we would allow to stand in our way as justification for us becoming what God wants us to become. And so education needs to cross those lines. I was with some educators this week and I said, do we believe that the need in the apostolic movement is great enough that the house is going to go over a cliff? And in some ways it is going over a cliff. And do we believe that would be bad enough that we should break some past protocol in doing that, that we should be willing to accept whatever criticism may take place or whatever may happen that would to us personally? And it's just very frustrating that people will live in a darkened state and be suppressed and not take advantage of what God may be talking to somebody, some of you that I'm talking to right now about. I mean, are you going to do this or not? And if you're going to do ministry, are you going to do it at the top level of your potentiality or not? Are you going to let all the things that people say, you don't want to do that? There's always going to be that. It's not just about Wilson University. It'd be about anything. There's always going to be people who say, you don't want to do that. So you have to find yourself. And I want to encourage you to do that. You need to know stuff. You can learn in just one of these cert programs. You can learn stuff that 50% of the preachers out there may not even know. But why don't they know? Why don't they access it? Well, you and I can't answer for everybody, but you can answer for yourself. And you can say, I want to know. And these are the things that motivated me. When I was 17 years old, I left home, never went back except to preach revivals, and went and got a job and started paying my way and went to Bible school. And when I went to college, I never even contemplated quitting or going back. This is my life. And within the first 90 days that I was there, I learned things that were so profoundly beyond what I could get at home. I mean, they were just so profound that they were life transforming. And to this day, they are still foundational understandings, because they're universal truths. They're truths that were true then, and they're just as true now, and just as revelatory. So I'm thinking today of the apostolic movement. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of the future. I have a burden and passion for the future. And I ask myself this question often: who's going to inform the theology and the understanding of Pentecostal dynamics in the future? Who's going to inform? Who's going to take responsibility to make that information available and that help available? And we've determined that Wilson University is going to do that. I predict that if God continues to help us, Wilson University will become one of the most profound influences there are in forming the apostolic movement of the future. So I hope you're part of that. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll be with us. And you can write to us, wilsonuniversity.edu. It used to be .org, but once you are accredited, then you can use .edu. Until then, you can't. So I don't know. Maybe there's other things for get a hold of us, but at least go to that, wilsonu.edu. If that doesn't work, try something else. All right, God bless you. We will see you next week. And in the meantime, don't miss tomorrow with Dr. Casey Sees. Don't miss Wednesday with Jennifer Barrett. Don't miss Thursday with Jeremy Wilbanks. See you next week.